Later in Shas, Baron Dav Vav, picking up, even though we're on Vav already, we're going to go back to Hammond Bays, three lines up from the bottom, just to get back into the flow of things. We're deep into the Machlokas now between Bar Padda and Rav Masna as for how many days is a general standard Nizirus. Rav Masna is of the opinion that it's 30 days, and Bar Padda says 29 days. Now we're going to go and ask Akash, and Bar Padda says 29 days. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, coming up in Tezayin, Mishin Nazir Shtei Nazirus. Someone who does a double whammy, two consecutive Nazirus, Megalechus Rishona Yom Shloshim Echad, he should shave on the 31st day, Vashnia Liyom Shishim Echad, and the second one on the 61st day. Bishlam Rav Masna Nichalk, everything makes sense going to Rav Masna, who says that it's a 30-day shtekel, that's what you have to do it the following day. Bishlam Rav Masna Nichalk makes sense. Beep, turn the page. Vav Amid Aleph, Elo, the Bar Padda, Kasha Kuntur Bar Padda says it's 29, then what's pshat that they do it on the 31st day? What's going on? It must be that you're wrong. Amalach Bar Padda, I'm a safe. Hold on 1 second. But let's look at the safe of that Mishnah. Vim Gilechas Rishon Yom Shloshim. But if you did do it on the 30th day, Megalechas Hashneil Yom Shishim, then he does the second one on the 60th day. Clearly showing that you could do it on the 30th day. Ela Seifa Mesayile. Okay, so the Seifa actually supports Bar Padda. Reisha Ba'omer Shleimim. And what about the Reisha? What's shot that it's 31 and 61? He'll say that when a person says he wants to do a complete 30 days. The Bach changes over here to Nase Ke'omer Shleimim. Aye, now we flip it the other way. Rav Masna, according to Rav Masna, says it's 30 days. Kashya Seifa, the Seifa doesn't really make sense because how could you start the cutting of the hair on the 30th day if he says that it's a 30-day shtickle? Amalachab Marasa, Kedukatani Seifa. The reason is, like that which is said in the Seifa, Yom Shloshim Ola Lakan Ulakan, the 30th day, was a double whammy working for both terms of Naziris, the first one and the second one. Because the lashon of the Mishnah there is on Tezayin, Yom Shel Shloshim Ola Lo Min HaMinyan, the 30th day is Ola unto the Minyan. It's a part of the count. So it ends up being the end of the first one and the beginning of the second one. Mayhi, in fact, Gemara, what is this based on? It's based on Mixayom Kikulo. Part of the day is like the entire day. Frekta Gemara, aye, but we said this already. Ha'amar Chadazimna, did we already say this idea in the beginning part of the Mishnah that we saw in Hammah Bays, that if he shaved on the 30th day, so then he is Yotze Zayin. Frekta Gemara, Mother Tammy would have thought, Hanimi Linya Chad Nazirus, only when it's one Nazirus that part of the day is mixes a Yom Kikulo. Avalish Dein Nazirus Lo, but if it's connected to two different Nazirus, one following the next, then I wouldn't have said it Kamash Bilon. Therefore, the second was coming to tell us that it applies even if it's one after the next. You would have maybe thought that, okay, it can't be that it's the end of the first one, the beginning of the second one. It can't be that same day. Kamash Balan, that's not the case. So right now, everybody's good and dandy, but now we're coming again on the attack on Bar Padda. Remember, Bar Padda is the 29-day one. Im gilach yom shishim chaser echad yatza. If he shaved on the 60 minus 1, then he's yatza's obligation. She yom shloshim ololo min aminyin, because the 30th day is considered part of the count. So we're saying that the 30th day is the end of the first one and the beginning of the second term. Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha works everything nice according to Rav Masna, who says that it's 30 days. Ela Labar Pa, Lamali, why do you have to mention this? That the 30th day counts for both. Ha Amar Shloshim Chasa Echad, he is of the opinion that it's 30 minus 1, meaning 29 days. And then the 30th day, even without counting as the first one, it should be fine. So what's pshat that the Mishnah says the 30th day is considered part of the first Nazirus? Totally irrelevant, because again, like we said, he is 29 days. The 30th day is already beginning of the second day. Amalachah, you say back, Anon Nami Aha Samchi. He says, that's what I'm basing myself on, this Mishnah. That is, he doesn't say Mixizom Kikulo is going to be a double whammy. You can't have the 30th day be working for the previous month and for the next month. He doesn't hold that makes sense. And therefore, what he tells us is that this is teaching us that the 30th day counts for the count, meaning for the second count. And that's now starting the next Nazirus. So 29 days is all you need, and the 30th day is now for the next count. Tinawaman, we try again against Bar Padda. Let's look at the Heilige Mishnah again. This is a third case brought down the Mishnah over there in Tezayin. Misha Marini Nazir, someone says, I am a Nazir. Nitma Yom Shloshim, and then he becomes Tame on the 30th day. So Seres HaKol, it knocks off the entire Naziris. It became Tame during Naziris, and become Tame, it knocks the whole thing off. Bishlamel Rav Masna Nicha makes sense according to Bar Masna, who says because the 30th day is still part of the actual first term or his term of his Nazirus. So if he would have brought all his carbonos on that day, then yes, we'd say fine, because he mixes his own kikulo, and then he brought everything fine. But if he's still in the midst of the day, you think I bring the carbonos, I mean, it's still part of the Nazirus itself, he can act the whole thing. Elabar Padu says that the 29 days, kasha, it's a kasha on him, because the 30th day, he's already finished completely midaraisa. So why in the world did you say that it's sosa everything, and everything starts over? Beep, turn the page. Vav on the base. Amel Chavar, Padu, Padu says back, aim a safer. Well, let's look at the safer of the Mishnah. Eliezer says, Eino Sosa Elo Shiva. It's not Sosa except for 7 days. That is, he's now Tame Mace. Since he's Tame Mace, he has to wait 7 days until he could finally go ahead and bring his carbonos. Now, the general rule is that a person can send carbonos to the Beis HaMikdash, but he personally has to be there this time because by it comes to Nazir, he has to go and take something. There's to be something that's put into the Nazir's hands, and therefore he has to be Tahor. Since he's Tamei, so it kind of pushes off 7 days. It doesn't knock off his Nazir's, but for the 7 days he is. Now, if you want to say that we need 30 days, then Esther Kulot should knock off the entire thing, even Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, because the Nazir became Tamei during his stuff, and 7 days shouldn't be enough. This flips the kasha now the other way against Rav Masna. Right, so now we see Eliezer says it only has to be done for 7 days and not the entire thing. Must be that what is totally finished, which means that he's holding it's 29 days. And Bar Pata is saying that the Chachamim over there who actually argue through Eliezer don't argue about how many days it is. Everyone agrees that it's 29 days. The question is only Mechlokis over whether or not the next day is considered, which is the next day they put up there is the Derabbanan Tikkun day, and the 30th day, hold off to bring the Karbanos until then. So according to the Chachamim, they would say that that rabbinic decree is considered part of the actual 30 days, and therefore it knocks off the whole thing. But Eliezer says, no, it's not, and therefore it doesn't knock off the entire thing. But okay, but now we flip the question back the other way, and it goes as follows. Kasava Rabbi Eliezer mixes Hayom Kikulo. Because now we're trying to figure a crash on Rav Nasa. Why doesn't it knock off the whole thing? It should. So the answer is because Rabbi Eliezer must hold. This is Rav Masna, who says that his 30 days would say back that it must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the 30th day mixes Hayom. Part of it is considered Kikulo, like the entirety of it. Really, it's 30 days, not 29. However, because a part of the 30th day, since a part of the 30th day was okay, therefore, it's completely done, and now it's so sere, meaning it's only going to be 7 days. Tanan, but hold on 1 second. That Mishnah, which we get to, will have seen the whole thing now. On Tezayin, the fourth statement over there says that if someone says, Hareini Nazir, Mea Yom, a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days. Nim Nitma Yome, and he gets Tame on the 100th day, so sere Sakol, it knocks off the entirety of it, of his whole Nazirus. He has to start over. This goes according to the Chachamim, who say that the last day is considered part of the actual Nazirus until after the Karbonos are brought. So now the Tumah happened within that, and therefore it knocks off the entire 100 days and has to start over after the person becomes Tahor. It only knocks off 30 days. Now, if you want to tighten, like Rav Masna just said a moment ago, Rabbi Eliezer holds that a part of the day is considered the whole thing, even if he didn't yet bring the carbonos, then Nister Shiva, you should have said it only knocks off 7 days. What's pshat that it says he knocks off 30? In this context, the last day is the 100th day, and therefore a little bit of that day should be good enough, and therefore it should only be 7 days. What you going to say now? V lo sever mixem kikula, and the flip question part of that is that it's a manav shach, and if he holds that it's 30, that it's mixem kikula, then it should only be 7 days. V lo sever mixem kikula, if you don't hold that, then lister kulo. It should knock off all of it, because it became tummy during his Nazirus. So what's pshat over here that he said it's going to be only 30 days he loses out? That's the flip of the Gemara saying back. So Gemara gets rid of that last part. It says, no, li'olam lo mina mixayom kikulo. Really, we don't say mixayom kikulo, mina according to Eliezer. Ihachi lister kulo, and if you're saying, okay, so the whole thing should get knocked off, not just 30 days. Amar Shlakish says, "Hainu time of the Eliezer." I'll tell you pshat in Eliezer that he says that only 30 days gets knocked off. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, this is found in Nusso, actually pasuk Perek Vav pasuk Gimel 613. Says the pasuk, "Vizos Taras Hanazir." This is the law of the Nazir. B'yom alos yemei nizro, when he finishes off the days of his nazirus. HaTorah Amar, the Torah said, "Nitnam b'yom melos." If it became tamei, because it says "Vizos Taras Hanazir." B'yom melos yemei nizro. What do we say from here? If it becomes tamei on melos nizro, on the day that he's finishing it off, tain lo Taras Nazir. Give him the law of a nazir. So the standard nazirus, we know, would be 30 days. Therefore, when a person goes ahead and he messes up on day 100, all he loses out is a standard nazirus, which is 30 days. Says the Gemara. So therefore, right, so what comes out is, yeah, exactly what we said. He wants to do 30 days and not actually one, not a hundi, not 100 days. Zokta Gemara, lema ketanoi, let's say this machlokas, barpadin rav masna, whether it's 29 or 30 days, actually is in Machlokas Tanoim as well. Admon Lasayamim, the Pasuk says, the entire Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Nedder Nizro, all the days of his Nizirus, Tai Lo Yavral Rosh, so you can't have the blade coming up under the razor going on his head. Admon Los Hayamim Asher Yazir La Hashem, until the completion of the days that he set aside to Hashem, then the Asher Yazir La Hashem, Kadosh Yeh, Gadol Perah, he should grow his hair, Sa'ar Rosh of his head. Now, ad melos hayam, to the completion of the days. Shom'ani miyot yamim shnayim. Now, we know that the minimum amount of days, when you say yamim, is 2 days. Tamad lomar kadosh yeh gadol pera. Now, to get rid of the thought that that would be, that it's only 2 days, and these are 2 days, we say kadosh yeh gadol pera, to grow his head. Engid oser pachos mishloshim, and the growing of the hair is not less than 30 days. Tiv Rabbi Yoshia, that's Rabbi Yoshia says. Rabbi Yonah said, Omer, Eino Tzarech. He says, you don't have to learn it from there, because Rabbi Omer ad melos hayamim. It says, until the completion of days. E elu hein yamim shetzrichan lemalos, which days have to be completed, Rabbi Omer shloshim. That would mean 30. We know when it comes to months of the year, we have two options. Either we have a 29-day month or a 30-day month. So what does that mean? A 29-day month is called chaser. And a 30-day month is called mole. So when it says ad milos, it means to say a completion of a month, which means a 30-day month. So it seems like Rav Yoshia is learning it out from when it says Kadosh Yihia. We remember the Gematria Yihia is 30, and therefore we say that it's 30 days. And Rav Yonason is saying, no, you don't have to learn out that whole shtickle because it says Ad Melos Hayamim, which we say E Elu Hein Yamim Shetzichem Limos Havi Omer Shloshim is 30 days. So we say My Lav Rav Masna Damakrav Yoshia Var Padak Amakrav Yonason. And now it's a question of ad ve'ad bechlal. It is a machlokas when we say something until. Do we mean including that which is being said, or only up until that thing? So Rav Masna is saying like Rav Yoshia, and that it's 30 days, Kadoshiyah. And Bar Pada is saying like Rav Yonasan, that it's 29 days, meaning because he learns it out from until ad melos, meaning until 30 days, but lo ad bechlal, not including the 30th day, meaning to say it's a 29 day. Oh, says the Gemara, no, you can't necessarily say that this is machlokas, the same machlokas. Because Amar Lecha Rav Masna, or Rav Masna, who says that it's a 30-day, he could say, Kuli Amar Shloshim Einon. Really, everyone says that's to be a 30th day. That even Rav Yonason would say it's got to be 30 days in order to get it. V'hacha ba'ad v'ad b'chlal pligi. And over here, they're just arguing about whether or not ad means ad v'ad b'chlal. Rav Yoshia Savar, ad v'lod b'chlal, that I mean until means until and not including. And therefore, when it says, if we were just learning out from ad melos, then we would be 29. That's why he learns it out from kadosh yiyah. V'rev yonasan savar ad v'ad b'chlal, and therefore when he says ad melos, it actually means 30 days. So you don't have a raya from here that this is the machlokas tanayim. Amar mar. Let's take a look again at that brachos bro. We said ea luhein yamim shetzichem limlos, and it says ad melos when it says until. What these have to be completed? Have yom shloshim. It means 30 days, and that's the 30 days of the month. It says Gemara ve'ema Shabbos. Why don't we say ad melos yamim means the Shabbos, which finishes off the week. You want to learn out it's a 30-day period of Yonasan from Ad Melos Yamim because of the fact that we have a 29-day month and a 30-day month and you finish off the month. Maybe it means Shabbos, is seven, and then it's not 30 days, but now it's 7 days. Says the Gemara, Shabbos, Mi'ikach, in fact, the Gemara on that, answers the Gemara, Shabbos, Mi'ikach HaSirusa. Is there ever a week that sometimes it's 6 days, sometimes it's 7 days, and this is coming to, you know, say a complete one? Beep, turn the page, Zayin Amud Aleph. So therefore, you can't say it's talking about a week, therefore it's back to a month. In fact, the Gemara Ve'ema Shana, why don't we say a year? Because we know that a lunar year can sometimes be 353 days, it can go up to 355 days, and therefore, why don't we say that it's the amount of that of a year? Says Gemara, mi maninan liyome, do we count a year by the days? For Rabbanan de Kisari Ami, they say, minayin she'ein monin yamim l'shana, from where do we know that we don't count days to figure out years? This we saw way back in Megillah. How do we know we don't count days to figure out years? Shenemar, the pasuk says, L'chodshe Hashanah, for the months of the year, which tells us, Chadashim Mechashim L'shanim, you count months for the years, V'lo Yamim L'shanim, you don't count the days in order to figure out the years. Therefore, we can't be talking about the year, we can't be talking about the week, we must be talking about the month, and that's how he comes up with a 30-day month for Nesiris. Okay, my friends, we're going to have to stop over here, and not going to have to, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.